107.7 Today FM, I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's a pleasure to have Robin Godfrey with the Stratford Public Library. Robin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. How about you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm getting excited because this weekend, you guys are doing another drop-in swap. These events
are so
fun.
It is going to be fun. This one is a repeat of last year's very, very popular puzzles and games swap.
Oh.
So this is where you, if you have puzzles or board games or even old video games, not consoles, just video games, that you want to exchange for free, you can bring them to the library on Thursday evening or any time on Friday before 4 o'clock. You can drop them off, and then on Saturday the 6th, you can come and pick out items that are new to you. You don't need to donate to participate, but if you do, you get an early bird ticket, and you can come a little bit earlier than everyone else on Saturday.
Ooh,
but
first
no
dibs.
Money is being exchanged at all. So we're doing this as a sort of a sustainability effort. We're keeping things out of our landfill, and we're sort of contributing to the sharing economy.
Yeah, I love the drop-in swap. It's such a good idea.
Last year we had so much.
Yeah, so many puzzles and games.
Yep.
Yes, that's so fun. So that's coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow it is. Oh my gosh, that snuck up on me very fast.
I know. It's the thing about those short weeks, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, tomorrow it starts, and people can come starting when to drop stuff
from
off?
From 5 to 8 tomorrow afternoon into the evening, and then Friday between 10 a.m. when we're open and 4 p.m. we'll accept donations. And I would like to say, you know, if you could make sure your board games and puzzles are clean, they're in good condition, have no missing pieces, that's appreciated. And we are taking working video games, but like I said, nothing electronic and no gaming consoles.
Right. So don't drop off your old Nintendo GameCube or anything like that.
Please don't. I'm pretty sure there are collectors out there who would appreciate those things.
There are people who would pay good money for that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's starting tomorrow. And then, Robin, you are the adult outreach librarian at the library. So you've got a lot of other fun events for adults coming up.
Yeah, in July we have a few interesting things. We are collaborating with the Stratford Festival, and this is part of their whole Magic of Theater suite, but this particular set of programs is for adults only, and we have Meet the Theater. So Thursday Theater runs on the evenings of July 11th, 18th, and August the 1st, and July 11th we have Meet the Musician. Eric Charbonneau is coming. He's the associate conductor, keyboard and accordion player for Le Cage aux Folles, and Something Rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And then on July 18th, we have Meet the Actor. And Jessica B. Hill is going to be here, which is kind of exciting. She's the lead in Twelfth Night. She plays Viola. And she's Lady Capulet in Romeo and Juliet.
Wow.
And then on the 1st of August, we have Meet the Playwright and Leanna Brody. She's the co-playwright of Salesman in China.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be a very, very interesting discussion. It is limited to 20 people. So if you haven't already registered, get your name in there quickly, because we do have to have a cutoff at 20.
Oh, okay, yeah, and that's at splibrary.ca.
That's
where you can do all of your registering for all these amazing programs. And you also have, on top of a Thursday Theater for the grown-ups, you're launching the Launchpad. What's that all about?
So the Stratford Public Library received, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, received a very large, generous grant from the Government of Canada called the New Horizons for Seniors Program.
Awesome.
And one of the things that we're doing is, throughout the years, we're having a lot of workshops on called Aging with Agility. In July, however, we're focused on the collections pieces. So this is where we're adding things like large print, we're adding kits for exercise at home and brain health, and we have a little collection of something called launch pads. And these are preloaded learning tablets, and they're all slightly different, and the ones that we've selected are called brain game tablets. So these help train your mind by challenging your memory, your reaction time, problem solving and observational skills, and your attention span and more. So these are little dedicated tablets. They're not connected to the internet or anything like that. There's no ads on them or anything nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
And you can borrow these from the library, and they will go out like a book, and you just bring them back.
You guys will be charging them up, and then you can...
Yeah, they come with charging cords, but yes, we will make sure that they're charged before they go out. So we're having a play date with these launch pads, launching the launch pads, on July 23rd. And from 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, you can just drop in, have a play with them, see how you like them, and perhaps borrow one.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an amazing program that you guys are a part of. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
So that is all that's going on for the adults so far?
So far. You want more? I can tell you all about a lot more coming up.
But, oh, yes.
Yeah, for July, we're focused on the children's programs, but we did want to throw in a few things for adults as well. And
oh,
I believe
awesome.
You've already mentioned Melanie Kinderchuk here at the library, my colleague, is running the STAR Adult Reading Challenge as well. So that's also something that you can do.
Yes, the Summertime Adult Reading Challenge, that is open at the library, so you can head over, and all you have to do is ask about it, and you can get a little card to fill up, and there are some really awesome prizes there, too.
So. Yeah, they have some little mini challenges going on throughout the summer as well, which are really quite exciting, and then get you used to using BiblioCommons and our online services.
Yeah, lots of great stuff happening at the library for grown-ups, too, this summer, so everybody is always welcome at the library.
That is correct.
Thank you so much, Robin Godfrey, for chatting with us about all the things going on at Stratford Public Library.
All right, thanks, Kate. You take care.